The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The bumper weekend in sport ended last night with Scotty Scheffler taking the green jacket for the second time at Augusta. Here to review that and the rest of the weekend sport, I'm joined by digital producer for Off the Ball, Kathleen McNamee. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, two Masters in 3 years for Scotty Scheffler, and the scoreline, the final scoreline, makes it look comfortable. But in truth, and I had to go to bed eventually, it was nip and tuck for a while.
It was nip and tuck for a while. I think everyone went into this tournament expecting Scotty Scheffler to win it, but that doesn't always tend to be how these Masters tournaments work out. So he finished 11 under par, just four shots ahead of Åberg, who is a really interesting story. He only turned professional last year. This is his first Masters tournament. Yeah. First time in a major, and he kept the pressure on to Scheffler for most of the weekend, which was really impressive from him. He's only 24, and I mean, you look at Scheffler, he's also only 27, so these young guns are really impressing at that stage.
Afterwards, we saw McIlroy interviewed. I was still awake for that, and he was kind of rueful about his game. I mean, he had a terrible day on Friday with
really
the weather.
Difficult
6 hour round. My god,
really difficult. I think he talked about the wind and also the conditions of the grass, two things that he really struggled with. It's his 10th bid to win the Masters, and he wants to complete obviously the career Grand Slam as well, but just wasn't to be for him this weekend. He said he didn't really know what to say. He seemed a little bit lost for words after the whole thing.
Yeah.
His putting was really abysmal as well at different stages.
It was almost as if he had given up at one point. He was exasperated, to be quite honest. That's how he looked. Tiger Woods cut a sorry figure at the end.
He did. I think anyone who's watched Tiger over the last while can see that he's a man who's definitely struggling with injuries and struggling with the weight of the career that he's had in the past. But he seems to want to keep going and keep competing as long.
At the end, when he walked off the 18th, he looked tired, but he also seemed to be trying desperately to walk properly, that he was carrying that leg, and not easily.
Yeah, he's had a really difficult time between his back and his leg over the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see how much more we see of him.
Now, let's talk football and a Villa surprise for Arsenal at home. My goodness, 2-0.
Do we have to talk about it?
Well, I mean, if it weren't for Liverpool's disappointment when Crystal Palace shocked them at Anfield again, you have two home games and two defeats.
I knew when Liverpool lost that game that Arsenal were not going to win against Aston Villa. I was already reluctant going into the weekend that they were going to be able to get the win. But I think it's the exact sort of place that Arsenal always stumble at. And it just gives Manchester City a free run in now. I think they all still have to play Spurs, and that's the only team that they all three still have to play. So that could be an interesting one in terms of the title running, but it seems
And then
like
Tottenham falter, but Man United cannot take advantage of it. I mean, they're lucky to have drawn 2-0.
It was an absolutely mad weekend of football. I think we do a thing on a Friday on Off the Ball where we guess the scores for the weekend. The only result that any one of us got right was Shane Hannan guessing that Manchester United were going to beat Chelsea in the Women's FA Cup. Every single other game we got predicted wrong. So it was a bit of a mad weekend of football.
Now, we talked about the prospect of a wooden spoon for the Irish women in the Six Nations. Not so. They had an emphatic victory over Wales.
An absolutely brilliant win for them. I know a lot of eyes would have been on Leinster La Rochelle on Saturday, but this was a completely comprehensive performance from the Irish squad. They looked more mature than we've seen them in a long time. Cliona Maloney making her return really just brought that little bit of experience for them. Aoife Wafer has been absolutely brilliant in this tournament, and hopefully it's a turning point for them, because that was a Welsh team that should have beaten them fairly comprehensively, but the fact that Ireland were able to get a win was massive.
Now, thriller of the weekend was going to be Leinster and La Rochelle, particularly Rog bringing the team to Ireland in advance. There was a lot of mind games going on. And at halftime, just before halftime, when La Rochelle run in a try to keep the deficit at only 10 points, we thought, is history going to repeat itself?
But it did not repeat itself, and Leinster managed to hold them scoreless in the second half. It was a complete washout by Leinster. A brilliant defensive performance. Ashling O'Reilly was chatting to Caelan Darris, Leo Cullen, Ross Byrne all after the game. All paid great attention to Jack Nienaber and what he has brought to the Leinster team in particular. I think a lot of people going into that game wouldn't have said that Ross Byrne would be the person coming out the other side as the man of the match performance, yeah. But very clean kicking from him.
Very clean, but also he was tough in the tackle. He was everywhere.
He was everywhere. And I think that was the thing before. We've seen the pure power of La Rochelle overthrow Leinster, and there was none of that. They were putting in tackle after tackle. So brilliant performance from them. Big match now coming up in Croke Park, which should be interesting. I wonder how many people they'll get in for that one, because obviously tickets to the La Rochelle game were absolute gold dust to get. But then there was the history there between the two sides and the Ronan O'Gara factor. He was booed every time he was brought up on the big screens in the Aviva. So the Leinster crowd, very clear how they feel with him. But it should be a good occasion in Croke Park.
And speaking of GAA then, I mean, it would be ironic if the biggest crowd of the early season is a rugby crowd in Croke Park. Looking at Dublin Meath, 319-12.
An absolutely stellar performance by Dublin. Paul Mannion in particular was all over the pitch. Meath just didn't have any answer to Dublin, which is hardly unsurprising. The big game though in Croke Park though just before that was the league final in the Camogie, and Tipperary stopped Galway's run for three in a row in the final there. Really, really impressive win for them. Galway went in as heavy favourites, even though Tipperary had actually beaten them early on in the year, and that's a big league win for them for the first time in a long, long time.
And Louth take Wexford 4-10 to 15 points, which is brilliant. Fermanagh 9, Armagh 3-11. So that was another emphatic this time for Armagh. And then we had a one-pointer between Kildare and Wicklow.
I know. An opportunity to win it at the end as well for Wicklow with a goal, but they just missed it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.